listening to the Intrepid Traveler Podcast. I'm Robin Klein, the founder, owner, and heart of Klein & Co. Travel Consulting. Today, I'll unveil one of my own travel stories and offer insights that may prove valuable in our ever-evolving travel terrain. Welcome to my monthly solo episode where I share my experiences, travel hacks, and the art of savoring every moment. It's not just about packing light and PNR codes. It's about cultural empathy, sustainable travel, and the ripple effect of our footprints. I hope my passion for travel ignites yours. This isn't just a podcast. It's an invitation to explore, connect, and redefine what it means to be an intrepid traveler. I am currently preparing for a 5-week trip, and I have people ask me all the time, oh my gosh, how in the world do you pack in one small bag for a 5-week trip? Or sometimes it's 6. Even if it's a month, some people tell me they can't do it for 2 weeks. I am going to give you a few tips today on how to do that, why you might want to do that. And sometimes it's not the right thing for everyone, but for me, it certainly is. And this is how I do it and why I do it. One, let's talk about the advantages of packing light. First and foremost, it is liberating. It makes life so easy. The decision-making process about what to take and how much to take and how many variations of an outfit you can have are off the table. And to me, that is just gold. It just takes so much stress off the packing process. I do not love to pack. For somebody who loves to travel as much as I do, I really, really don't like to pack. All right, number two advantage is no lost luggage. Yes, you keep your luggage with you at all times, and you don't have to worry about ever losing it and not getting it and standing and waiting at the baggage carousel. So those are great things too. Another thing is this allows you for new wardrobe if you are a shopper, and I'll explain that a little further here in a minute. What you do need, absolutely have to have, under no circumstances can you leave without these things, are your passport and your prescription medications. Other than that, you really can get on a plane with next to nothing. If you really want to or not is another matter. Maybe if you're going to a business meeting, you're going to have some stuff for a presentation, something like that. But in this day and age, almost anything can be emailed to you anywhere. I do travel with a small laptop and even a second screen when I travel, so my backpack's a little on the heavy side, but I am working the whole time, so I have that. Let's go back to, for a second, how this allows for a new wardrobe. So one of my tricks is the clothes that I do take. I generally take things that I am not all that attached to, that I don't really care if they come home with me or not. And a lot of the places that I travel to, as you all know, there are a lot of people in need that are very happy to have some of these clothes. I'm not talking about, I don't take rags with me and, things that are, have holes in them and paint splattered all over them and things like that. But I might just trade them out. I might take some shirts that I've worn for a long time. They're still perfectly good, but I'm a little bored with them and I'd like some new ones. So if I buy a new one, while I'm on the way, when I'm there, then I will just leave the old one behind and wear the new one as I go on, and somebody else benefits. So I like that idea. All right, what you should take in the way of clothes, I take basically two colors. I take black and white clothes. Now, white is not always the best choice. It depends on the time of year, the climate, where you're going. So sometimes I don't take white because it really does just show way too much dirt. But if you've, going to Greece in the summer or Caribbean island or something like that, then taking some white is probably a good idea. So black and white clothes, if black and white is not your thing, then think monochromatic. Black pants, black shirt, brown pants, things like that. You can dress almost anything up with some scarf, some sort of accessories, belts, costume jewelry. I never travel with my better jewelry. I leave all of that at home. I just don't want to take the chance, the risk. And I also feel like there are places that I travel that I also want to be sensitive to the fact that I have some jewelry that other people might, really like to have and is not possible for them. So I prefer to leave that at home. I always take comfy shoes. I do not worry about fashion and shoes that much when I travel. Not that I worry about fashion and shoes on a daily basis very often, but I do always make sure that the shoes that I take are comfortable, that they, you know how some shoes you can use as a crossover between skirts, dresses, pants, things like that. So never, ever, ever more than four pairs. And two is the best if you can do it. I know that's a tough one usually, but I actually can get it down to two pairs and like a pair of flip-flops or something. So that usually works out very well. Quick dry fabrics, moisture wicking fabrics, layers are important. Things that are not bulky. I tend not to travel with jeans. I might take one pair of jeans, if any. And that is just to keep the bulk down. Then once you've got those items picked out, you want things that made out of fabrics that don't wrinkle easily. Cotton is like one of the worst. And if it's got a lot of pattern in it, if you're not sticking with the monochromatic thing, it'll cover the wrinkles a little better. But generally, I stay away from cotton. And then I use compression bags. I roll it up. Rubber bands are your friend when you're traveling. So let's say you take all your socks, put them together, rubber band them together. All your underwear, rubber band them together. And bras, sports bras, bathing suits, whatever. Put all those in the same compression bag and zip it up tight. And then when you unpack that compression bag, you don't have the whole thing exploding everywhere. You've got the stuff rubber banded together. I do not take multiple pairs of everything. I do a lot of washing in the sink, and that works out really well and really easy. A lot, you know, depending on where you're staying, again, some places have a laundry service. So take advantage of those things, use those, and don't take more than you need. They also make Velcro straps for packing, which are pretty nice. You can get those on Amazon, and they're stretchy. And you can, anything that's a little more bulky than you might put in one of those compression bags, you can take a Velcro strap and roll it up and put it together that way. It makes a big difference. All right. Then when you put it in the suitcase or duffel bag or whatever you're using to pack in, you know, it's a little like a Jenga puzzle, but usually you can squish things and mash things and get everything in there pretty easily. I use a Monos suitcase, and I do not have an affiliate code for them. I wish I did. I really like them. If they're listening, you know, maybe we could be partners on this. But that I do like that. I also have a small Delsey duffel bag that has some inline wheels on it. And I tend to use that more when I'm going places where you're going to have small airplanes that luggage has to be soft-sided. So you got to think about those things too, whether you're packing for a safari, puddle jumper planes, or whether you're going to be in big planes with big cargo holds and overhead bins the whole way. All right, other things, converters and chargers. Oh, yes. So I have known people that have thought they needed a converter for every plug that they have. Here's a trick. You don't. You need one converter and you need one power strip. I carry a power strip that's like a block. It's like a cube, so it doesn't take up as much space. I can plug in USBs and regular plugs to it. So I put the one power strip plugged into the one converter, and everything that I have charges off of that. I take a little power pack with me during the day. I'm not a heavy phone user, so I don't generally need it. But if I'm taking a lot of pictures or videos, then it will run down faster. I do not carry camera equipment with me. If camera equipment is important to you, then yeah, you're going to have to make some adjustments for packing light to have that, because you're going to definitely or probably want to carry that on unless you're like a big time pro and have giant bags with foam packing in them and stuff. But that's a whole nother story. Here's a couple of things that I really recommend you take. Not absolute necessities, but still pretty important. Take copies of your passports with you. Carry them in a different place than you're carrying your passport. So God forbid something happens and you lose your passport or it's stolen, you've got a copy of your passport. Very important. Make an album, a photo album on your phone. take a picture of your passport, take screenshots of all your boarding passes. If there are visas to the countries you're going to, take screenshots of those. Keep those all in that album on your phone so that you can find them quickly and easily. I can't tell you the number of times I've seen people at customs or wherever, and they're not getting a good signal on their phone. They can't get on Wi-Fi, and they cannot get their visa form or whatever it is to come up. So make sure you've got screenshots of those things. And having that all in one album on your phone keeps you from having to scroll through every photo that you've got on there and getting flustered when there's a line of people behind you that are looking at you with a hairy eyeball. I have a little bit of a bad neck, and so I do carry a little bit of a bulky neck pillow with me. It's a little bit of an inconvenience, and it has to be snapped onto the outside of my backpack, but it's totally worth it for me when I'm flying overnight, because I do really need to keep my neck from wobbling and snapping and all that good stuff. And sleeping upright for that many hours can definitely get wearing on us. So, and I always like an aisle seat personally, so that neck pull is even more important because I'm not leaning against the wall with the window if I can help it. Another thing, now this is could be a little bit of a thing. Some of the airlines might not be happy with me for saying this, but I like taking a foot hammock. You can get one on Amazon for about $15. The trick is you've got to really think about the people that are sitting around you and being polite to them. So the foot hammock, the straps go over the arms of the tray table, and it just helps you elevate your feet off the floor. This is not a step. I repeat, it's not a step. Do not put your full weight into this foot hammock, or the person in front of you is going to land in your lap and they're not going to be happy. Your knees are going to not be happy, and the flight crew is not going to be happy either. So if you do that, be really careful with how you use it. It is a rest. It is not meant to bear our full weight. All right. This is a point I'm pretty passionate about, but I'm also not a girly girl who likes to travel with five different round brushes and two different blow dryers and all kinds of hair products and things like that. That's just not me. If it is you, well, you're going to have to check a bag. I take bar shampoo with me if I'm taking shampoo. I mean, most of the time, anywhere you go anymore, they have shampoo. But if you don't trust the shampoo that you might, you know, come across, then find a bar shampoo that you like. It'd be better for you to find that anyway. I mean, gosh, the plastic in this world's insane. So they also have bar conditioners, and there are getting to be more and more of them. If you have a Whole Foods near you, you can walk down the aisle and see a ton of options on that. I found something online that I like that's from a company called The Earthling. Again, no affiliate code there, but I do really like their products. Use toothpaste tablets. I use those at home too. I don't use a tube of toothpaste. You know, just throwing away that plastic tube seems wasteful. And the toothpaste tablets are really easy, and it's, you know, nothing to go through security with. Deodorant, I use that crystal, like it's kind of like a crystal. It's not a big solid plastic container. Again, I understand personal preferences. The one thing that's a little tough on that front is lotions, like sunscreens or lotions for your face. Body lotions, not such a big deal because those can be found everywhere too. But if you have specific stuff you like for your face, get some of the small, stackable, reusable containers that you can buy on Amazon. I think those are the best. Then you're not dealing with five or six different containers rolling around in your luggage. They all screw together, you know, top to bottom, and they like a little caterpillar, a little snake. Hopefully that makes sense to everyone. I do have a small first aid kit that I travel with. Some Band-Aids. I don't take 25 different sizes, but you know, if you get a blister, you happen to get a paper cut or a blister hand, foot, wherever, those are good to have. Some Band-Aids, NSAIDs, you know, over-the-counter, anti-inflammatories, Neosporin, Imodium. I always take some Sudafed. It's funny, when I'm traveling around the world, sometimes I end up places that make me feel like kind of stuffed up that I don't normally deal with that at home, but that's happened. And then I've had to try to find a pharmacy and get something that's similar, but we never really know if it's exactly the same or not. I've done better with products in other places, but I've gone to traveling with that. Just a little, one of those little cards that, you know, has 10 or 12 of them is plenty. Take some Tums, because you never know what you might eat that, you know, you didn't expect. Some ginger candy, that's like hard candies. Again, they're really easy to come by. Just a little bag of those is great because you can suck on those if you have any kind of nausea. Earbuds or headphones? I prefer earbuds. Personally, I know a lot of people who really like headphones. Headphones are fine. They're just, to me, they're a little bulky for packing, and they also start to make my ears hurt. So maybe I'm just wearing the wrong ones. If you've got headphone suggestions for me, let me know, but they're still kind of bulky. So those are my big tips for packing and how I do my packing. And if you're not already following me on Instagram, it's at Klein & Co. Travel. And usually before each trip, I will show you my packing process and post that. So that'll be coming up here in another couple weeks. I'm going to tell you a real quick travel story. Today's travel story from my own travels. So when I was briefly living in Japan, almost 30 years ago now. Actually, more than 30 years ago now. We're not going to say exactly how long. I had a day off from the office, and I hopped a train and went to a little city about an hour outside of Tokyo, and that is called Kamakura. I took just regular, it wasn't a quick train or anything, and several stops. It was one of the more old-fashioned trains, and went and saw the great Buddha of Kamakura there. He is one of the most iconic of all of Japan's Buddha statues, and it stands at 44 feet tall. So that was just a fun, very freeing thing to do. I was always a very adventurous traveler and didn't mind going places on my own. When I came back the next day and everyone asked what I'd done with my day off, and I told them, they all looked at me like I had three heads. They couldn't believe that I had just gone off and done that on my own. But it was a wonderful day, and that's my travel story for today. All right, till next time. Thank you for joining us on The Intrepid Traveler. I appreciate you tuning in. If you've enjoyed our stories, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Give us a virtual high five by liking our episodes. Spread the love by sharing The Intrepid Traveler. And hey, if you've got some suggestions, stories, or just want to say hello, drop us an email at letsgo@KleinandCoTravel.com. Remember, keep your suitcase ready and your passports up to date. Until next time.